Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Emor, Tavshin Ayin Zayin. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha, the first Pasuk, Emor Lekehanim B'nei Aharon, V'yamarta Aleihem L'nefesh L'yitama V'amav. Kodesh Baruch Hu told Aaron HaKohen to tell the Kehanim that there's a mitzvah of Tumas Ameis, Tumas Kehanim, and that there's an Isser for Kehanim to become Tamei L'meis. Why does it say Emor V'yamarta? Why does it have the double lashon of speaking? Rashi explains, because Lahazar Gedolim Alektanim, in order that the adult Kehanim should warn the younger Kehanim about the Isser of Tumas Ameis. This is a mitzvah chinuch. Not only does an adult have to be worried about his performing this mitzvah, he also has to be mechanach the children to do so. The obligation of chinuch is for all mitzvahs. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why did the Torah choose specifically this mitzvah of Tumas Kehanim to teach us the concept of chinuch? It is possible that the Torah is teaching us an approach to chinuch from the mitzvah leis asei. This, as we know, is a prohibition. And a person can ask himself, how do we mechanach a child not to be over on a mitzvah leis asei? The common approach and the destructive approach is that we tell a child that this is bad, it's terrible, because Hashem says it's usur. And unfortunately, many times we make the child feel bad that he did something bad, he must be bad. When it comes to Tumas Kehanim, this approach doesn't work. The approach that becoming Tamei is a bad thing is something which doesn't fly. Why is that? Because why is it that Yisraelim and Levim would be allowed to become Tamei Meis? Obviously, it's not something which is bad inherently. It's only something which is bad because the Torah said it's bad. Or to use a different lashon, it's only prohibited because the Torah said it's prohibited, not because in itself is something which is destructive. So how do you teach a Kohen not to be Tamei L'meis? The way you teach a Kohen not to become Tamei L'meis is by telling him you're a Kohen and you are special. For Tamei L'meis, for a regular person, is not so terrible. But for you, a Kohen who serves in the Beis Hashem, it's not something which is permitted, and it's not something which is befitting a Ben Aaron like yourself. As the Pasuk says, V'yamarta lehem, it says, V'bnei Aharon, tell them that they are Kehanim, they're B'nei Aharon, they are special. And that's why, possibly, the Torah tells us the mitzvah of chinuch in regards to Tumas Kehanim. Sometimes it works to emphasize how bad an aveira is. And many times, maybe in previous generations, the approach of don't do it because it's bad worked. But certainly today, the approach of don't do it, it's bad, doesn't work as we know. But we have to stress to them that we are Yidden, that we are better, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a set of guidelines in order to underscore for us our specialness, our standing as V'yisam Li'Segula, Mamlechas Kehanim, a kingdom of kings and a kingdom of priests. We find this by Yosef HaTzadik as well. The Torah tells us that the Eishes Paitifar tried to entice him to do an Aveira. Rashi brings from Chazal, Gemara, and Saita that the Mustiuknoi Shel Yaakov Avinu Nira B'fanav, that Yosef HaTzadik was about to do the Aveira, and all of a sudden he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent to him a vision of his father. And we know that Baruch Hashem, Yosef HaTzadik, was not Nichshol. What was it about the Mustiuknoi Shel Aviv? What was it about that vision of his father that all of a sudden stopped him? That in and of itself is not something that could stop him from doing an Aveira. What was the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sending to Yosef? And perhaps we can say, along the lines of what we just explained, that of course, seeing a vision of his father wouldn't have stopped him. But what it did was, in the heat of the moment, gave him the perspective to remember who he was. That he is the son of Yaakov Avinu. Not with something negative, not with his father standing over him with a pitchfork, but the gentle, loving, kind face of his father reminded him that he's a Bnei Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, he's a Ben Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, he's a son of the Avos HaKadoshim, and that what was expected from him was to be above and beyond this Nisayon. And that's a lesson that we can take in for this week's parasha. We can all learn that when it comes to being mechanech, even if it's being mechanech something which is usser, especially when it's something which is usser, let's focus on the positive aspect of why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us we can't do it, and not the fact that it's a terrible thing to do and that it's bad, and chas v'shalom to give over a message that if you do it, you're bad. A good Shabbos.